Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Midway through a six-game set in Corpus Christi, Texas, for the Rockhounds, they have played competitively, and they are 0-3 with three consecutive one-run defeats here in Corpus Christi. Hooks have been hot. They've won four in a row overall, including the first three games of this set. They've won nine, in fact, of their last 13 have the Hooks. And they did it on walk-off terminology and walk-off fashion on Tuesday and Wednesday, both off the bat of C.J. Stubbs. And last evening, it was a two-run home run early with Chad Stevens, just a line drive. He got a double from Colin Barber, and two pitches later, a line drive home run from Chad Stevens. These teams have been putting up some pretty solid numbers along the way in the first two games, so you didn't think that that might be the difference in the game, but it was. 2-1 would be the final score. Blair Henley, who was coming off Tommy John surgery, missed all of 2022. He combined with Angel McQuarrie, with basically a piggyback start exactly the way you draw it up. Starter Henley went 5, McQuarrie went 4. He got the save in the ball game, and 2-1 was the final. Rockhounds manufactured a run early, got within 2-1, but that's where things would stay, and that's where the ball game would end. And the Hooks have now won three straight to open this series. Amarillo, by the way, did fall last night at home to Wichita. So the Sod Poodles are two games up on the Hounds, three on both Corpus Christi and Frisco, and San Antonio is 5 back. Of course, they have nothing to worry about in that regard. They are the first-half champions. So right now, the standings basically early on as we approach now 20 games in. This is game number 19 tonight. Standings kind of the way you'd want them. The first-half champion not a factor right now, so got four teams that are battling for the second-half lead and eventually a second-half pennant and a playoff spot. That, of course, is a long way down the road. At the moment you say that, it is, after all, the 21st of July. Rockhounds got a terrific performance last night. Another one from Joey Estes. He went 7 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits. Absolutely outstanding. He took the loss, but the ERA dropped a little bit. He remains in the top 3 in the league in ERA, WHIP, and opponent average. Speaking of which, so does left-hander Colton Gordon, and he goes to the mound tonight for Corpus Christi. Gordon has been absolutely terrific. He and Estes, two of the very best in the league all season long. And he'll face right-hander Blake Beers. Blake 2-4 with a 5.63 earned run average. I would suggest that he is far better than that last number would tell you, but that is the ERA as he enters play here tonight. Colton Gordon, meantime, within at least the top 4, if not the top 2 in the league, right across the board. He's second in ERA. Actually, forgive me, I'm cheating him. He's tied for first at 3.39. We'll take you downstairs right now with the singing of the Star Spangled Banner.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant. And the rocket's red glare, the bloodthirsty air, gave proof through the night that
good bunch on hand to see here tonight in Corpus Christi. By the way, weather conditions very similar to what we have seen throughout this series. They weren't as much of a factor yesterday, although there were a couple of baseballs that were really blown around. And, again, the wind has really affected a lot of baseballs, both the pop-up variety and those hit a little bit deeper. So we're still looking at anywhere from 16 to 20 miles an hour worth of wind blowing out toward left field. Colton Gordon, left-hander out of Central Florida originally, and again, he has simply put been one of the best in the league. He has 100 strikeouts to his credit, ERA tied for first. It was cheating him saying he was second at 3.39. So a Rockhounds team that was defeated 2-1 last night. Both teams, by the way, had 7 hits last night, but the Hooks had the 2 biggest ones in the ballgame. So the Hounds got just 1 run on the board last night, and they will be challenged certainly this evening against one of the league's best. Colton Gordon will throw the first pitch in just a moment. Kick back, relax, my friends. Happy Friday to you. I'm going to take you out to the ball game from Corpus Christi. Hounds and Hooks coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Fourth straight evening of almost identical conditions. We have 90 degrees and a 104-degree heat index this evening. Of course, plenty of humidity always here just off the water. Bright sunlight covering most of the ballpark, at least the playing surface. With a 7:05 start, the infield is pretty much in shadows, including the mound all the way into home plate and everything else in the bright sunlight. Colton Gordon getting set. He will climb the hill. Warm-up toss is complete. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockhounds here in the top of the first inning. Cooper, the second baseman, 253, the batting average. And he's really pumped that up since his return a couple of weeks ago tonight, in fact. Makes a pitch on the outside half, and we are underway. Colton Gordon with a called strike one. Left-hander making his 18th appearance, 16th as a starter. So a little unusual, again, so many of the Hooks pitchers who are starters are involved in the piggyback starts, not so much with Gordon. Colton's pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball with life on it at 91, swung on and missed 0-2. Cooper at second base leading it off. Drew Swift in the number two spot at shortstop. Drew Swift is at short. A kick in the 0-2 pitch from Gordon. Swing and a miss. Boy, elevated that one. Again, fastball 91, but really elevated and then elevated a little bit more, and Cooper out on strikes. 3-pitch strikeout is 101st of the season, so Colton Gordon retires Cooper Bowman on the game's first 3 pitches. Drew Swift moving to shortstop. He'll bat number 2 in the ball game. Max Muncy the night off. Gordon's pitch swung on, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Denzel Clark on deck. He's the center fielder. Denzel in center. Lazaro Armenteros is the designated hitter batting cleanup. Lazaro the DH. And J.J. Schwarz at first base batting 5th. J.J. at first. Pitch outside corner called strike 2. Boy, Gordon doing nothing but throwing strikes. 5 of them to start this game. Drew Swift at 324 in 20 games. He waits in the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And out on strikes is Drew Swift. 6 pitches, 2 whiffs. And Colton Gordon busting out of the gates. And here is Denzel. Rest of the order, Jack Winkler will bat in the 6th spot at third base. Jack Winkler, the third baseman. Shane McGuire will catch in that 7th. Shane behind the dish. Saheed Valenzuela in left field batting 8th. Saheed in left. Pitch swung on and fouled away by Denzel. 0-1 the count. Caden Trinkle will round it out. He will bat 9 and play the 9th spot. Caden Trinkle in right field for the Rockhounds. Well, 7 pitches, 7 strikes for Colton Gordon. Pitch up high for a ball. The first one of the ball game. 1-1 to Denzel. 262 the average. 12 homers and 43 driven in. Takes just high and away, and the count goes 2-1. Stance spread wide, very athletic, right-handed hitter. Bright white batting gloves on both hands as he stirs that bat a little bit. Takes a strike of the knees. It's 2-2. So Bowman, Swift, and Clark up top. Armenteros, Schwarz, and Winkler in the middle of the order. McGuire, Valenzuela, and Trinkle round it out. 2-2 pitch. Got him. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. 91 and 92, but boy, Colton Gordon retires the side in order, and he has three bright red K's on my scorecard anyway, three strikeouts to open this ball game. And Hounds facing one of the league's best in this Friday night matchup. After a happening Village Car Wash score, Hounds nothing, and against right-hander Blake Beers, the Corpus Christi Hooks are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Blake Beers making his 10th start for the Rockhounds. He is 2-4, 5.63 ERA. His other numbers really do belie that. I'll give you his across-the-board numbers as we get into this ballgame. I'm going to watch here. Bobby Crosby getting the attention of our home plate umpire and crew chief Ty Krause. So who knows if the Rockhounds may have a change in this game. We'll see. Yeah, it looks like going to the lineup card. I'm not sure that's Denzel in center field. Let me see if we can grab a better look. That is not. So Denzel Clark has come out of the game. Johnny Gilbert is in center field. And I think that is the only change. Yeah, so Denzel, a strikeout victim, then comes out of the game. Johnny Gilbert now playing center field for the Hounds. So interesting there. Don't know what was the cause there, but Gilbert in center, that is the only change indicated by umpire Ty Krause after the conference with Bobby Crosby. Drew Gilbert will lead it off against Blake Beers, and he takes a strike. Count is 0-1. Gilbert in center field moves to the leadoff spot. 220 average, 5 home runs, 1 in this series. Boy, it was a line drive laser. Pitch down and in for a ball. 1-1. Gilbert in center leading it off. Zach Daniels, back-to-back Tennessee Volunteers. In fact, Gilbert in center. Zach Daniels in right field batting second. He's on deck. Pitch to Gilbert. Line drive, center field, base hit. And Johnny Gilbert will put that into the glove. So, line drive, base hit. One on and nobody down. And Gilbert, a guy who will run a little bit. Jordan Brewer batting third and playing the three spot. Jordan Brewer is at first base. Colin Barber batting cleanup. He's in left field. Barber is in left, at a big swing last night. Chad Stevens had the big swing in the game last evening. He's the DH batting fifth. Chad Stevens, the designated hitter. Set by Blake. Gilbert takes the lead. Pitch to the plate. Backs over the outside corner for a called strike. Well, that thing bent a ton. 0-1. Drew Gilbert leading off first base. Looks like he is leading off walking on the top of the shadow, which stretches out left to right from behind the third base line here. So that's sun peering right into the eyes of guys on the right side. Line drive into left field, a base hit. Zach Daniels, we'll get a second look at that. I would guess that pitch looked like that was up a little bit, and he just turned and kind of tomahawked it into left. See if we get a second look at this on the replay. Have a pretty nice little video replay system they work here in Corpus Christi. If that pitch was, yeah, it was up. Not too much of the plate, I would guess, and Zach Daniels just ripped that into left. So Hounds go up and down in order on strikeouts, and the hooks now with two on and nobody down. Jordan Brewer is the batter, the first baseman. Here's pitch swung on, sent right back up the middle. That's got a chance at the bag at second as Cooper Bowman throws the first double play. Just that quickly, sharply hit ball right back up the middle. He almost hit Blake Beers, and, of course, Blake made an effort to get to the ball, and fortunately he did not. The ball was right on the bag at second. Sharply hit, but Cooper was there. So it's a 4-3 double play. Advancing to third is Drew Gilbert, and here is Colin Barber. So two base hits and a double play. Runner at third, one man down. Pitch from Beers bends over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Barber left-handed hitting left fielder. Rest of the order, Luis Aviles Jr., the shortstop batting sixth, playing the sixth spot, Luis Aviles Jr. J.C. Correa, third baseman, batting seventh. Correa at third base. Set by Beers, runner at third. Pitch from Blake, chop toward third base. Going to be a tough play. Charging hard as Winkler throws, and he got him. The inning is over. Nice play by Jack Winkler. Boy, a little chopper, and that took a long time to get to Jack. He made that play perfectly through in stride, and two very different routes to a scoreless first inning. No runs, two hits, no errors. One man left on base for the Hooks. So Blake Beers gets out of the jam, and we'll go to the top of the second inning. Village Car Wash score, Hounds nothing, Hooks nothing.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
There are, of course, multiple ways to get to any number of situations in a ball game. Man, two different roads to a scoreless first inning. We go to the top of the second. Lazaro Armenteros takes a called strike. Colton Gordon picking up where he left off. Looks got a pair of base hits to open the inning, but Hounds escaped. Lazaro takes down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. So no score after one. Three straight strikeouts for Colton Gordon. Two hits, a double play, and a nice play by third baseman Jack Winkler to keep the Hooks off the board. Pitch drops down the way, 2-1 to Lazaro. Boy, if Winkler does not make a virtually perfect play at third, it's a 1-0 game. Bouncing ball foul, count goes 2-2. Lazaro Armenteros, J.J. Schwarz, and Jack Winkler here in the Rockhounds second inning. Colton Gordon, tall left-hander with the stretch. 2-2 pitch way up high, and that'll bounce off the glove of catcher Garrett Wolforth. Back to the screen, count 3-2. From our Department of Redundancy Department, not a cloud in the sky, and that is about as literal as you can get. Just beautiful blue sky, 16 to 20 mile an hour wind out toward left again. 3-2, ball hard hit, left center field. That's going to sink and drop base hit. Didn't get real deep. Kind of a topspin line drive. And Lazaro with a base hit. So the Hounds deny the hooks and come up with a leadoff single here in the second inning. And for Lazaro, he continues to do some very good things at the dish. Extends with that base hit and on-base streak to 17 games, hitting a little over 300 in that stretch and very productive, 18 runs batted in. And a 17-gamer. J.J. takes high for a ball. J.J. Schwarz, Rockhounds first baseman, had a two-hit ball game last night. Man, that had to feel good when you're on the wrong side of hits and A.B.s. It's a really good night. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike here. Started it with a very nice opposite field. Sharply hit single to J.J. 3-for-8 in the series. 2-17 on the year. Stretch and pitch. Tempted, didn't go. Pitch runs high. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Colton Gordon is a California native who was born in Torrance, California. Excuse me, that's Blake. Forgive me. Wrong side of the card. Looked at it. Told you about it. Wrong pitcher. Central Florida for Colton, as I said in the first inning. Here's a swinging strike, and it's two balls and two strikes. Eighth rounder. Both guys, where I was headed with that and took a wrong turn, both guys drafted in 2021 by the Astros and A's respectively for Colton Gordon and Blake Pierce. Called strike outside corner boy, and J.J. disagrees with that. See if we get a second look. Backdoor pitch just got there knee high. J.J. out on strike. See if we get a – love to get a replay on that. J.J. reaction was pretty instantaneous, but – they're not going to show it to us again. Cowards. So one on, one man down. Fourth strikeout for Colton Gordon. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up high. There'll be no throw. Stolen base. Head first dive. Lazaro Armenteros. Stolen base number 5. Again, Rockhounds will probably increase the number of stolen base attempts. Just that different look to the lineup we've been talking about. So it's 0-1. One on, one out, runner in scoring position. Jack Winkler at the plate. Jack playing in his sixth game since being called up from Lansing. Takes a high strike outside edge, 0-2. Well, that's just it. Just got there, outside edge and just within the zone. Not much you can do with that pitch and find yourself down 0-2. Clear to Winkler, ground ball out towards shortstop, and that'll be handled by Aviles Jr., throw to first base in time. So two down. And the batter will be Shane McGuire. Shane, the Rockhounds catcher in the seventh spot. Colton Gordon out of Central Florida, eighth round in 2021. And he is, by the way, a Florida native. And Blake Beers, also 2021, 10th round out of the University of Michigan. All right, get the geography all squared away. Colton Gordon, left-hander, comes set. Lefty-lefty matchup. Shane McGuire at the plate. Takes just inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Saeed Valenzuela would be next here in the Rockhounds' second inning. No score. Lazaro Armenteros leads off second base in the bright sunshine. Looking out at him from the shadows on the mound. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Well struck into right field. On the move, reaching up. Making the catch on the run is Zach Daniels. Well hit ball by Shane McGuire. Tracked down by Zach Daniels in deep right field. Nicely handled. No runs on a leadoff base hit. No errors and one man left on base. To the bottom half of the second we go. Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds nothing. Corpus Christi nothing.
All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland. We are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
go to the bottom half of the second inning. Looking at the outfield alignment, looks to me like Johnny Gilbert may have moved to right field. I think that is the case. Now Johnny is now in right. Caden Trinkle has moved to center field, so a change there for the Rockhounds. When Johnny came in, I believe he entered and came into center field, so he is now in right field. And in the bottom half of the second, it'll be Chad Stevens to lead it off. Boy, he was the guy last night. Two-run home run, and that was it. 2-1 Hooks win. Blake Beers delivers outside for a ball. It'll be Stevens, Luis Aviles Jr., and J.C. Correa here in the Corpus second inning. No score. It's to Stevens, swings and fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Chad hitting .221, shortstop by trade. He also has played some third base as he did in last night's game. DH in this game. Pitch from Beers is rolled toward first base. J.J. is there. He will get to the bag in time for the out. So one man down. So Saeed Valenzuela in left field. Caden Trinkle is in center. And Johnny Gilbert moves over to right. Third baseman is Jack Winkler. Shortstop is Drew Swift. Cooper Bowman is at second. J.J. Schwarz at first base. Shane McGuire behind the plate. And Blake Beers now facing Luis Aviles Jr. Fastball just down and away. One ball, no strikes. Aviles, a right-handed hitter, .252 since joining Corpus Christi. Better than a month ago. Set and a pitch and away from Blake. Backs up over the heart of the plate for a strike. One ball and one strike to count. Aviles Jr. has 11 steals, 9 homers, 21 driven in his 31 games since coming to Corpus Christi. Swings and fouls this one back, and the count goes 1-2. Stands back in. Aviles runs really well. Made a couple of really nice defensive plays at shortstop last evening. 1-2 pitch. All right, waves at a breaking pitch way off the plate. Luis will talk to himself as he walks back to the dugout. Boy, Blake Beers with a sweeping breaking pitch, and Aviles chased it all the way. That was off the plate and into the left-hand batter's box. First strikeout for the Rockhounds right-hander, and here's J.C. Correa. Third baseman. .257 average, 14 homers, 39 driven in. And he has been very productive offensively. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Correa, right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Pitch from Beers, swung on, hard hit at shortstop. One hop handled by Drew Swift, moving to his left in the throw in time. Inning is over. So Blake Beers with a 1-2-3 second. And we have played a couple in the sunshine and the breeze and the humidity here in Corpus Christi. After two innings complete, Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks, a scoreless tie.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top half of the third, no score in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hounds and the Hooks, game four of this series. And Corpus leading 3-0 by a combined 3-run margin of victory. 8-9-1 for both teams in the inning. Saheed Valenzuela, the first pitch swing, fly ball foul. Hooks will give a look, but that's going to get well out of room and well out of the reach of anybody and into the seats it goes, including, oh, young man brought his glove. Is he going to get that baseball? Oh, he did. Boy, perseverance really pays off. As a young kiddo wearing a T-shirt and a ball cap, so he's ready to go. Valenzuela takes up high to Saheed. One ball and one strike is the count. Valenzuela, 185 on the season. Playing kind of sparingly. Swings ground ball right side. That'll be handled at first by Brewer. He will get to the bag himself. Three unassisted goes to put out, one away for Caden Trinkle. Well, Kiddo is not by himself. There are folks throughout this ballpark, but he's in one section, which is still in bright sunshine, so it's a little more sparsely populated than others. And, man, he was after that fly ball with glove in hand. It eluded him by about 20 feet. Pitch right down to shoot, called strike to Caden Trinkle. Caden, left-handed hitter. 3-for-17 to start. 0-for-7 in the series. Takes down and away. Ball one, one ball, one strike. Lefty-lefty matchup. Cooper Bowman on deck, top of the order. Well, the kiddo didn't make the play on the fly, but stayed with it. 1-1 pitch, sliced in the air. Foul ball, out of play. Left side, 1-2. Ball kind of wedged its way between rows, as will happen. Had about four or five people looking for it. I was watching the kid with the glove and the cap, and he was earnestly looking for that baseball. Came up with it, right arm raised victoriously into the air, baseball in hand. 1-2 pitch, whoop, bends way down and away. Two balls and two strikes to count. To Caden Trinkle. Again, one of the newcomers on this ball club. Caden out of Oklahoma State is his baseball alma mater. Texan from Hillsboro. Boy, his bat just split down the middle on a pitch down and in. Fouled it away. Boy, that bat just split. Wow. It is moments like that. Again, that bat just splitting right down the length of the barrel. But you're reminded, boy, there was a time when broken bats were just so very common. Just production methods have differed a little bit. Types of wood, all that, I'm sure everything becomes part of it. Boy, there were times that bats just were exploding. That one did there, right down the length of the barrel. So new baseball bat for Caden. The pitch on a called third strike right at the knees. Colton Gordon. Boy, fastball just knee-high and just got there. So first time through the order, five strikeouts. Got four of the first five he faced. Two down in the third, and here is Cooper Bowman, and he was up and down on three pitches to open the ball game. But Cooper 0-for-1 in this one. No score, top of the third inning. Nobody on and two men down. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Planting at third baseman J.C. Correa. He was playing back. And I don't know if the dugout got his attention or if he just realized that guy at the plate can bunt came sprinting in about five or six strides, and he will stay even with the bag at third now. Big swing and a miss by Cooper. Count goes 1-1. Bruce Bowman, an interesting combination of speed and power. He asks for timeout here. One ball, one strike. Playing in his 40th game over two stints. Opened the year, of course, with the Hounds and was injured on May 18th. Came back 2 weeks ago today. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, sliced foul out of play, 1-2. Faces Colton Gordon. Boy, such good numbers across the board. Gordon, 18th appearance, 16th as a starter, has a save in one of his two relief outings. Pitch to the back door, wraps around the outside corner, two balls, two strikes. His fourth appearance, his third as a starter against the Hounds. 2-2 pitch. Tempted, didn't go, called third strike. So Cooper Bowman out on strikes, and that is a half dozen of them in this ball game for the left-hander. Again, one of the One of the top pitchers in all the Texas League, as was last night's Hound starter, Joey Estes. A conversation between Bobby Crosby and Ty Krause again. We'll keep an eye on any changes. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Finish Car Wash, score of our game from Whataburger Field. Hounds nothing, Hooks nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. By the way, that just the little stuff in life. I have no idea what prompted it, but I was heading back to the hotel last night after the game, and for whatever the reason, just before pulling into the hotel parking lot, it occurred to me that I had given you our trivia last evening and never gave you the answer. Why that occurred to me at that moment, I don't know, and about 3 hours earlier would have been much better. We go to the bottom of the third. Garrett Wolforth, the catcher, will swing and bounce the first pitch foul from Blake Beers. Garrett Wolforth, Yamal Encarnacion, and back to the top of the order for Drew Gilbert. So we'll try the whole thing again. A little trivia coming up from Hilliard IT Solutions. Pitch swung on and missed. Good off-speed breaking pitch away. 0-2 to Wolforth. Garrett, one of the catchers on this ball club, hitting 141, couple of home runs, 8 driven in, takes down, away, and back to the screen, a ball and 2 strikes. Facing Blake Beers, start number 10, 46 and a third coming in, 47 base hits, so he's right at a hit per inning. 1 ball, 2 strikes, breaking pitch, got him, swing and a miss. Chased one away. Very similar to the pitch that got Luis Aviles Jr. just a couple of batters earlier. Second strikeout for Blake. Here is Yamal Encarnacion. Encarnacion, the second baseman. Switch hitter, 1-for-9 since joining the Hooks. Picks up and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Couple of regulars, Kennedy Corona and Joey Loperfido, not in the lineup for Corpus this evening. 1-0 pitch, swung on and sliced foul out of play, 1-1. And the Rockhounds now with Denzel Clark out of the game, but he started in center field. Had one at bat, struck out, and came out of the game. Pitch swung on and missed, boy, way off speed. And Encarnacion way out in front, 1-2. Blake Beers, 15 bases on balls, 44 strikeouts, so a 3-1 ratio. Pitch swung on and missed, and he came right at him, and Encarnacion out on strikes. Strikeouts 2 and 3 for Blake starting this, the third inning, and here's Drew Gilbert. Sharp single to center field his first time up. So a 5.63 earned run average, but opposition hitting 270 against him, which is kind of somewhere in the middle of things, and a 1.31 whip, which is certainly very solid. Pitch to Gilbert, inside corner, called strike, 0-1. Blake opening the year with advanced single-A Lansing, Midwest League, the Lug Nuts. The 0-1 pitch swung on and popped up. That'll get out of play. Foul ball, 0-2 count. Blake facing the Hooks center fielder, Drew Gilbert. Hooks are wearing very cool uniforms tonight for a very good cause. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Association here in this area. Shot right back up the middle, and Gilbert is two for two. Well, that's a good AB. That was an 0-2 pitch. Caden Trinkle, with his glasses glistening in the sun, will make the play, but that's a two-out base hit for Gilbert. He is two for two. But really sharply hit. Said it when the hooks were last in town. I didn't think Drew Gilbert would still be hitting. He was hitting in the two teens when we last saw him. He's at 220 now. Again, he is the number one prospect by multiple rating systems in the Astros system. Doubt he's going to be at 220 all that long. He's a good hitter. Here's Zach Daniels. Swings and he sends one into left field. That's a base hit. So in this game, the hooks have four hits. Two each from Drew Gilbert and Zach Daniels at the top of the order. So it's two on, two men down. Gilbert stopping at second base, and here's Jordan Brewer. The uniforms, by the way, it's very subtle, nothing off the charts in terms of, you know, wild or changing the nickname of any kind of thing like that. Dark blue jerseys trimmed in white and pink. Pitch up and in for a ball. One ball and strikes to Brewer, and it's a dark pink, really sharp. The word hooks and the uniform numbers on the back in pink, and then some just very nice detail work in pink. Here's a bouncer foul wide of the bag. A third count goes, one ball, one strike. And they are being auctioned off. Are those jerseys? Before the game, Jonathan Sprinkle, Hook's reliever, talked about his sister. He was just diagnosed with leukemia, and he has been a donor. He was talking about his experience, and apparently things have worked out really, really well. Pitch outside for a ball, two and one, and was really, really very much touched by the way he spoke today. Very briefly, but just before the game, and so near and dear to the heart, certainly, of Jonathan Sprinkle is the cause. And again, the uniforms are very cool. Hope they raise a boatload of money. 2-1 pitch down and away. A swing and a miss. 2-2 as Brewer chased one. Jordan bounced right back up the middle into a 4-3 double play his first time. 2-1, 2 out. No score, but the hooks with a couple of base runners. Jordan Brewer waits from the right side. Blake Beers with a stretch, 2-2 pitch, and that ball is lined in the left center field, a base hit. That is going to score one and maybe two. Going to get very near the wall. They are going to send both runners. Throw will come from shallow left center field. He's got a chance. Nope, going to bound away. And advancing to third on the throw is Jordan Brewer. Two-run double, Jordan Brewer. Hooks are on the board. It's a 2-0 game. Drew Swift with a strong throw. It then did just sail away. I don't think to call an error on that. I think Brewer would have gone to third base on the throw anyway. It did eventually get away. And that is going to bring a visit to the mound. Double to left center field, and the hooks lead it by the score of 2-0. Very similar to last evening. One swing driving in a pair of runs early on. Boy, a frustrating inning for Blake Beers. Of course, the first two batters, 8 and 9 in the order. A couple of strikeouts, but Drew Gilbert with an 0-2 single. Boy, hitting with two strikes in the count. One of the finest arts in all of baseball. One of the most difficult things to do. But Gilbert started this rally with an 0-2 single up the middle. Zach Daniels took the very next pitch on a base hit to left. And Jordan Brewer on a 2-2 line drive in the gap to left center field, deep enough to score both runs, and he ends up at third. So 2-0 hooks. Colin Barber, the batter, he bounced out on that little chopper that Jack Winkler made a very nice play on. It ended the first inning and kept a run from scoring. Barber, left-handed hitter at 254. Beers bends one over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. Barber, 254 on the year, 345 against the Hounds, and that's 19 for 55 that was coming into the game. And these teams meeting for the 21st time. Backdoor pitch called strike two, making the 22nd time. Hooks lead the series 11-10. Teams meet tomorrow and Sunday, and then not again till 2024. That's scary. Here's the 0-2 pitch. a pie for a ball, 1-2. Colin Barber, 9 home runs, 32 driven in. He is the left fielder, left-handed hitter. Colin out of Chico, California. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled back. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Jordan Brewer on at third base, two-run double. RBIs 14 and 15 for him, playing in just his 28th game of the Hooks. Brewer's been big in this series, had a home run earlier. 1-2 count, second time. Runner at third, two away. Beers long set this time, varying the pace of delivery. Now comes to the plate. And he got him with a breaking pitch. Off-speed delivery that got down and over the inside corner above the knees. And so Blake Beers will strike out the side, but in between, back-to-back-to-back base hits. And the Hooks have taken the lead. Give you some totals coming up in our trivia as well. We played three at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash. And after three, Hooks on top, 2-0.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Very similar to last evening, the Hooks take a 2-0 lead on a two-run base hit. Last night was Chad Stevens' two-run home run, and that turned out to be it, 2-1. And with two men out, bases empty in the third inning, Drew Gilbert, the 0-2 single is mentioned, Zach Daniels singles on the next pitch, and Jordan Brewer, a two-run double. So the Hooks on top, 2-0 after three. And we go to the top of the fourth inning, and Drew Swift will lead it off. Johnny Gilbert on deck. Pitch, a strike from Colton Gordon, inside corner. Boy, he has really been sharp. Drew, a strikeout victim on three pitches his first time up. Gordon's pitch swung on, sent in the air to right center field, and on the move, who's going to get there? It's going to be Daniels. Ball was surrounded by Daniels and Gilbert. Fly ball to right center. One man down in the fourth inning. And the batter is Johnny Butler. Denzel Clark struck out in the first inning. Did not take the field for the bottom of the first. And that's about as much as we know right now. Rockhounds, no runs on a hit. Corpus Christi, two runs on five base hits. No errors in the game early on. Butler takes a backup pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Colton Gordon struck out the side in the first inning. There's a half dozen whiffs. There's a swing and a miss as Johnny comes up empty. One ball and one strike. Four for nine in the series. Takes just low and away. Two balls and one strike. Johnny with four base hits, all singles, has an RBI and a stolen base in the series. Left-handed hitter. Delivery right down the middle, called strike. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Gordon, tall left-hander. Delivery, look for the outside corner, just missed. Count goes full, 3-2. Johnny Butler, 227 through his first 11 games as a Hound. No home runs, three driven in, five extra base hits of his hits on the season. He has six hits. That doesn't sound right. Forgive me, 10 hits, half of them for extras, couple of doubles and three triples. Count stays 3-2 as he bounced one foul wide of first. Nobody on, one man down. 3-2. Boy, just low, ball four. Well, that can't be an easy pitch to take, but Johnny did, and he's on at first. One man down, here's Lazaro. As the Rockhounds base hit in this game. Singled and stole second in the second inning. Extended that on-base streak to 17 games. Took a 3-2 pitch and sent it into left center field. Takes, called strike of the knees, 0-1. Colton Gordon, 6'4", 225. Bradenton, Bradenton, Florida is his home. 24-year-old. Delivers down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Spent last season at the single-A level on the Astros farm, did the left-hander. Stretch and pitch way inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike to count. Again, ranks among the league's very best. Pretty much across the board. ERA, opponent average, whip. And strikeouts added to it. Pitch up and away for a ball. The count goes three balls and one strike. So a favorable count here for Lazaro. Gordon, by the way, comes into the game one of just three pitchers with 100 or more strikeouts in the Texas League, and he's added a half a dozen to his 100. It's a swing and a miss, and it's a 3-2 count. Lazaro chased pitch a little bit down the way. Count is full. We'll watch the base runner, left-hander on the mound, though not going. Pitch is swung on, lifted high in the air, center field. Going back with room is Gilbert. He's camped and he's got it. So Lazaro flies out center field. Two men down in the inning, and the batter will be J.J. Schwarz. Struck out looking his first time on a really close pitch. J.J. at 217 on the season. And a year ago, Colton Gordon, a little bit of time at the rookie level, and then at both double-A levels, an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 to J.J. Astros last year with two teams in the Arizona Complex League, and he pitched for them both, and then both of the single-A stops. Just swing and a miss, and J.J. quickly down to the count 0-2. Overall in 2022, a 2.35 ERA, so a flash of what was to come. And boy, he was as tough to hit as anybody in the single A level. Delivery way outside for a ball. The count goes 1-2. Opposition a year ago hit just 182 against him. And a whip well under 1 at 0.80. So, boy, he has just picked up where he left off. First double A season, a 3.39 ERA in 17 games. 100 strikeouts against 29 walks and tough to hit. Well under a hit per inning. Stretch and delivery from Gordon is up high. The count goes 2-2. J.J. steps out for a moment. Now back in. Taps the dish. Base runner Johnny Butler. He runs well. Left-hander looking right at him. 2-2 pitch to J.J. Swung on. Fouled back. Do it again on two balls, two strikes. Hooks two. Hounds nothing in the fourth inning. Yesterday we were talking about a game in which the Astros, in fact, were playing. And I promise you I'll actually give you the answer this time, and it's nothing that's really off the charts in terms of all that difficult, I don't think. The year was 1969. The Astros and Phillies were playing at the old ballpark in Philadelphia, Connie Mack Stadium at the time, I believe. Swinging a fly ball, fair or foul, left field side, going to get out of play, foul ball. Count stays 2-2. Now, as we told you yesterday, what happened was this. The game was stopped. It was already underway, but it was brought to a halt. The teams moved to their respective baselines. A public address announcement was read. A recording of God Bless America sung by Kate Smith, which was very big in Philadelphia at the time. That was played. Here's the pitch from Gordon. Swing and a miss. And J.J. out on strikes. So the walk to Johnny Butler does no damage, no runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on base. We'll wrap up that trivia, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Our Village Car Wash score through three and a half. as the Hooks on top of the Hounds 2-0.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds, based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last of the fourth, Chad Stevens leads it off against Blake Mears. First pitch swung on, fouled away, 0-1 is the count. Stevens, then Luis Aviles Jr., and J.C. Correa. This Rockhounds right-hander Blake Mears, Hooks 2, Hounds nothing. Ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mears at the stretch, pitch from Blake, just down and away, 1-1. Right-handed hitter at the plate, Stevens. Boy, just a laser of a line drive home run last night. Swings and misses, 1-2. And he's intriguing. He has a .221 average, 10 homers, 37 driven in, a dozen stolen bases. Strikeout total is the number that I think jumps out off the stat sheet at you, but he's in a very, very, very good shortstop. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2. Can play some third base as well. There was a time when 6'4", 220 would not equate to a shortstop, but that was a long time ago. 2-2 is down and away. So a full count now from Blake Pierce to Chad Stevens leading off the fourth inning. Shadow lengthening now, just streaks of sunlight on the left side. Right field, boy, very much looking right into the sun is Johnny Butler. Pitch, got him, called third strike, knee-high outside corner. And for Chad, that's 115 strikeouts. But again, a lot of talent as well. One man down, strikeout number 5 for Blake Mears. Here's Luis Aviles Jr. He was a strikeout victim his first time. That game between the Astros and the Phillies, let's see, where did we leave off? Game was stopped, 1969, yesterday's date, by the way. That's actually important to say. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. Teams moved to their respective baselines. A public address announcement was read. Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America was played. A prayer was said, a swing and a miss, 1-1, and then the game resumed. I don't know how much of that would happen today, but there was pretty good reason for it. Yesterday's date, 1969, swing and a miss, Aviles chases one up and out of the zone, 1-2. Astros, Phillies, game stopped, teams aligned on their respective baselines, public address announcement read, God Bless America rendition was played over the PA system, a prayer was said, and then game resumed. Why was the game stopped? It was the 1-2 pitch. Nubbed foul off the end of the bat. Normally when we say on this date in history, if it isn't precise, then it isn't necessarily a big deal. There are, of course, a number of exceptions. This one in particular, whether or not you're a baseball fan, the date important, July 20th, 1969. That was the date of that game. Bouncing ball, foul wide of third base, still 1-2. Aviles Jr. at the plate, J.C. Correa on deck. 2-0 Hooks in the bottom of the fourth inning.
We
We're glancing out at Johnny Butler, right fielder. That sun is right in his eyes. Shields his eyes before each pitch, trying to get make sure he's got things identified. Delivery swung on, ground ball sharply hit, backhanded by Swift. Throws back across his body and won't get him. Terrific effort by Swift. Base hit for Aviles. Ball hit into the hole. Drew was a stride onto the outfield grass moving toward third. No chance to get Aviles, but he did throw back across the body. That was a wonderful get by Drew Swift. Sixth base hit, though, for the Hooks. One on and one down. And the batter will be J.C. Correa. Counts to short his first time up. Well, it wasn't anything that was happening anywhere on planet Earth that caused the game to be delayed yesterday. Swing, line shot, back up middle, clean base hit, Correa. And again, two hits in succession. There have been seven hits now in this game by Corpus Christi. They came back-to-back in the first, back-to-back-to-back in the third, and now back-to-back here in the fourth inning, and that was a shot by Correa. Yeah, that ball was pretty much right down the chute. It was elevated a little bit, but Correa squared up on it nicely and just drilled it right back up the middle. Two on, one down for Garrett Wolforth. Right-handed hitting catcher. Struck out his first time up. Runners that are leads, they are both going. Pitch to Wolforth is taken. Here's the throw, and not going to be in time. Double steal. Luis Aviles Jr. with his 12th steal in just 32 games. And J.C. Correa, they both run really well. Correa actually now has 21 stolen bases. So both guys run well. Again, Aviles has a dozen, but in only 32 games. So it's second and third, one man down. That forces the infield in, and Wolforth takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Garrett, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Blake Beers would love to do that very thing again here. And a swing and another foul. Count is 1-2. I need to correct my numbers on Correa, I am fairly sure. Double check my stat sheet here. I know exactly what I did, by the way. That's his sixth steal. Transposed a couple of sets of numbers on one part of the stat sheet incorrectly. Here's the pitch, and that is up high. Count goes 2-2. I should be JC's agent. That was his sixth stolen base, not his 20th. Two balls, two strikes, two on and one out. Pitch is swung on and popped foul out of play. JJ is going to give a look, but I think he'll run out of room. He will. It's 2-2. Second time I've done this, by the way, in this series, and the first time I noticed, this time I did not. I transposed numbers for Corona and Correa off the master stat sheet incorrectly, so I'm being a little kinder to JC than the actual stat sheet will be, but he's at second base with a steal, that we know. Second to third, one man down. 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away again, I think. Fly ball right field side, this is going to stay fair. Butler's going to make the catch, and that's going to be enough to drive home a run. Throw will come to the plate, it's close, but he beat it. Both runners advance. Clapping his hands together, Luis Aviles Jr. will score the run. Sacrifice fly for Garrett Wolforth. Both runners move up. Second out of the inning drives home the third run of the game for the Hooks. And again, the wind, a bit of a factor right there. I think that ball might have drifted foul under some conditions, but again, the wind is pushing at about 20 miles an hour right to left and kept it not only playable, but in fair territory. Butler made the catch. Aviles tags and scores despite a good throw. Breaking pitch to Yamal Encarnacion, count 0-1. Wolforth, who is hitting only 141, still has only one hit in 22 at-bats against the Hounds, but he put it in play deep enough just barely to score the run. High strike, 0-2 to Encarnacion. So 3-0 Hooks. Speed really paying off in the inning. The double steal sets the table. Without it, it would still be runners at first and second with two out and no runs across. Pitch drops down and in. Appeal, but he did not go. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Encarnacion, a strikeout victim, his first time up. The good throw by Johnny Butler, that was a fairly close play. Aviles clearly did get around the tag, but it was a good throw. 1-2 set, pitch by Beers. Check swing, foul ball, bounces away, 1-2. A game in Philadelphia, as I said, nothing going on planet Earth to stop the game. It was non-planet Earth. It was on the surface of the moon. So those of you who are historically savvy figured out yesterday, much less today. Neil Armstrong had landed and walked on the moon. Apollo 11 pitched down and in, and is it back to the screen? It is, or did it hit the batter? No, it hit the batter. So Encarnacion is hit by the pitch on the 1-2. Blake will talk to himself. Ball went back to the screen, but obviously it's a dead ball with the batter hit by the pitch. So it's first and third for Drew Gilbert, and he's 2-for-2. Visits to the mound from Shane McGuire now. Yes, the reason for the delay in Philadelphia, man had walked on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin as well, Apollo 11. And so the game between the Astros and the Phillies, and I'm sure at other stops as well, but the game was delayed. Very, very cool thing they did, just in terms of acknowledging the significance of the day. Game was stopped, teams to their respective baselines, public address announcement informing the fans that Neil Armstrong had set foot on the moon. God Bless America was played, the Kate Smith rendition, a prayer was said, and then baseball resumed. All on yesterday's date, thank you very much, July 20th, 1969. A little follow-up trivia, because I actually wondered, so I went ahead and Googled it. Here's Drew Gilbert now, first and third, one man down, one run in. Make it two out in the inning on the sack fly. That was the inning's second out. Encarnacion dances off the bag. Gilbert takes a backdoor pitch for a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. I was about to say the sun no longer bothering the outfielders. Johnny Gilbert is standing right in the last little splotch of sunlight sneaking through out toward right field. 0-1 set. Gilbert 2-for-2 in this game. Encarnacion bluffs, doesn't go, and a swing and a miss. Chased one well down the way. Single to center in the first inning, did so again in the third. In the third inning, that was a really big at-bat. It came with the bases empty, two down, and an 0-2 count, and started a two-run rally. It's now 3-0. 0-2 stretch. Throw to first, and Encarnacion is picked off the bag. Going to have to come to the plate, and the throw is in time. So the inning will come to an end. Encarnacion just frozen off the bag at first base, tried to get in a rundown to allow Correa to score. But Correa will get a caught stealing, and that'll go 1-4-2. So the inning is over, but a run scores. And Garrett Wolforth, not the most likely of suspects, but he drives home the run. No runs on a base on two base hits. No errors. One man is left on base. A little follow-up trivia. When we come back, we have played four in Corpus Christi. In our Village Car Wash score of this game now reads, the Corpus Christi hooks 3 and the Rock has nothing.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, TGI up to you. Welcome to the weekend. Thanks for spending part of your Friday evening with us here on Rockhounds Radio. Bob Hartz at Corpus Christi's Whataburger Field. Second and final trip in for 2023. These teams will not meet after Sunday until 2024. That's just terrifying to say. It's been a good series. The teams have played 21 times. Hooks have won 11. Rockhounds have won 10. Of course, the Hooks have won the first three of this series and lead this game by the score of 3-0. Jack Winkler leads it off. We go to the fifth inning. Colton Gordon, left-hander, has been in pretty much complete control in this one. One of the league's best, and he has shown why here this evening. Delivers down low for a ball to Jack, 1-0. Winkler bounced to short his first time up. Gordon looks in, delivers, and just missed down the way. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. Jack Winkler hitting precisely 300 in his first six games. He's 6-for-20. Pitch way outside for a ball. Count goes full now. Or excuse me, count goes to 3-0, I should say. Stretch of the pitch by Gordon, and that is up and away. Ball four. So it didn't walk a lot of batters, and that's a four-pitch walk. So one on and nobody down for Shane McGuire. Rockhounds catcher flew out to deep right field his first time up. Had a good swing of the bat and just didn't quite get it deep enough to do damage. Shane, left-handed hitter against the left-hander Colton Gordon. He will throw to first base. Jack Winkler runs well. He has 20 steals combined at Lansing and the Rockhounds. Has one steal with the Hounds head. 19 and 22 attempts with the Lugnuts. Facing a left-hander here, though. Runner's going. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw, and they're going to get him. He is out. Shortstop covers Zaviles. So Rockhounds trying to get something going, but that was a good, solid throw by Garrett Wolforth. 2-6 on the clock. Stealing, one man down. The base on balls is wiped away. Count 0-1 to Shane McGuire. You know what? If this was a big league game, we might be looking at that play again. Here's a called strike in the outside corner. I just looked at the replay, and they slowed it down. Now, it was a little ways back when the close-up. That would be fascinating. I'd love to see that, just not saying this from a Hounds perspective at all, just from a general perspective, just to see that play if we had big league kind of big league rules and regulations here that you could appeal a play. I'm not sure that Jack didn't beat that tag. The 0-2 is outside for a ball, 1-2. That's not meant as a gripe, just as an observation. That would be interesting if replay and if appeals were part of minor league baseball. There's the 1-2 swing and a miss, and Shane out on strikes. So Gordon comes right back, the walk, the caught stealing, and then records his eighth strikeout of this game. There is activity behind him in the bullpen, so looks like five innings will be as far as he will go. But we said this at the top of the broadcast last evening, the Hooks, if you've ever wondered what a piggyback start is supposed to look like, it's exactly what the Hooks did last night and maybe tonight. Here's Valenzuela Saheed, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Last evening, Blair Henley went the first five innings. Angel Macquarie went the next four. Piggyback start, 2-1 win. Win and a save for the two pitchers, respectively. Swing and a foul tip. And the count goes 0-2 to Saheed Valenzuela. Nobody on, two men down, fifth inning. 3-0 Hooks. And Gordon has been as advertised in this game. The 0-2 pitch fouled straight back. That boy will retrieve from behind home plate. Saheed steps back in. Caden Trinkle would be next here in the Rockhounds fifth. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted high in the air to right field. Not deep, but coming on with room. Daniels and Zach will charge in, make that catch routinely. Inning is over. No runs or hits. A base runner, but the caught stealing will take care of that. And boy, Colton Gordon, just outstanding. His day, I would think, probably done now. But five innings, no runs on a hit, two walks, and eight strikeouts. He was outstanding. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Blake Beers back to the mound for the Hounds. Village Car Wash score of our game. Hooks 3, Hounds nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim!
Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last of the fifth, top of the order, Drew Gilbert was at the plate when J.C. Correa was caught trying to steal home. Gilbert, right-handed hitter, takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. As mentioned, he is 2-for-2 in this game. He'll be followed by Zach Daniels and Jordan Brewer, and that's the group that put the first two on the board. Swings, high fly ball, right center field, well hit. High and deep, got a chance, and more than a chance, and that ball is going to find its way to the track and then bounce up onto the berm. That'll be a ground rule double for Gilbert. That would have been easily a triple, but the same thing happened last night to Denzel Clark in a one-run ball game. Nobody out in the top of the ninth. He doubled to the gap in right center field, but it was a ground. It would have been a triple. He was standing at third base. But it was a ground rule double. Ball bounced on the track just as this one did and then got up onto the berm. So leadoff double from Gilbert. He is now 3-for-3 in this game, two singles and a double. And here's Zach Daniels. He is 2-for-2. Daniels has seen three pitches in this game, and he sent two of them into left field for singles. Pitch a fastball down low, one ball, no strikes. 1-0, Jordan Brewer waiting on deck. Game in the last of the fifth, and the Hooks with a chance here to, again, affirm their control of this game. Here's pitch swung on, rolled between third and short, going to be handled nicely by third baseman Jack Winkler. I think if that ball gets to Drew Swift, Daniels would have beaten it out, but Jack got there, made the play on the run to throw Daniels out. Well handled by Winkler, and he will give the fist bump to Drew Swift. Well handled on the left side of the Rock Hounds infielder. Infield, that is, and third baseman Jack Winkler to the play. Here's Jordan Brewer. He just really basic, has nothing to do with baseball. Trivia mentioned yesterday the anniversary of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walking on the moon, swinging and a miss, 0-1 Jordan Brewer, including measures Armstrong and Aldrin. How many astronauts have walked on the moon? How many? I missed. I was off by 8. Brilliant. Swinging a fly ball left field, not overly deep, over his Saheed. He's got it. Valenzuela makes the play moving toward the line in straight away and not overly deep left field. Two men down in the inning as Jordan Brewer flies out. He had a two-run double in the third, still the biggest swing of this game. And now Colin Barber. Barber 0-for-2, bounced out on another good play by Jack Winkler at third base. That ended the first inning, saved a run in making the play. And Barber, that is, struck out looking his last time up to end the third. Runner at second with two down, foul straight back. Well, including Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. On July 20th, 1969, Apollo 11, 12 astronauts have set foot on the moon. Of course, there are those who say we never got there at all. Yep, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't know. I wasn't there. The 0-1 pitch bounced back toward the mound. Well, it's going to be a swinging bunt, and the run may score. This is going to score a run. Gilbert scores from second. Ball gets out of play on a throwing error that was not all the way back to the mound. It was pounded straight down by Colin Barber, the ball just in front of the plate. Gilbert was running on the pitch, and he will come all the way around to score. Swinging bunt. Second RBI on a ball hit barely 20 feet in this series. Shane McGuire tried to make the play, and he will come up with a throwing error. And that was just he had to hurry it a little bit. So it's a swinging bunt. Compounded by an error, and Gilbert scores. It's 4-0. Swinging the ball into the air to right center, and that is going to get all the way to the wall off the bat of Chad Stevens. Boy, his second big-time swing, and he's going to come for third base. Relay throw is going to be close, but not in time. Triple for Stevens, 5-0 Corpus Christi. Lined that ball into deep right center field, did Stevens. Barber comes across to score. So it is 5-0 Stevens with his 38th RBI of this season. And boy, again, he just laced it. Isn't hitting for high average against the Hounds, but he's had some very big swings, has Stevens. So a two-run inning, 5-0 Corpus Christi. Luis Aviles Jr. is 1-for-2 as he stands in. Runner at third. Fouls it back. It's 0-1. On the previous play, Drew Gilbert was at second base. Colin Barber at the plate. Gilbert was running with the pitch, and that's the reason he was able to score. He was running. Barber just chopped it to the third base side in front of home plate. Swing and a miss, 0-2 to Aviles. And by the time either Blake Beers or Shane McGuire could get to the ball, Barber was closing in on the bag. Gilbert never slowed down. He came all the way around to score, and then the throw went wide. So single compounded by an error. And then the triple makes the error basically superfluous. Aviles, a swing and a miss. He is out on strikes. Man, that is a tough inning for Blake Beers. Again, that's a second swinging bunt that has turned into an RBI in this series. So the Hooks get two runs on three base hits, one error, and one man is left on base. So we played five, give you totals in a moment. Village Car Wash score through five complete. Now reads Corpus Christi 5 and the Rock Hounds nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Colton Gordon will go back to the mound for the sixth inning. There was activity behind him in the fifth, and he stopped for a moment and talked with catcher Garrett Wolforth coming off the mound after the fifth. Wondered if that might be all, but Gordon will go back to work here in the sixth inning. He'll face 9-1-2 in the order. Caden Trinkle, Cooper Bowman, and Drew Swift. So Corpus Christi taking command in this game. 5-0, they have out to hit the Hounds 10-1. So it's no runs, a hit, and an error for the Hounds. 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors for the Hooks. And for the first time in this series, we have ourselves a lopsided is quite right. Caden Trinkle, boy, he tried to bunt, and the ball got him in the left hand. So he is hit by the pitch. And athletic trainer Jake Ruth here is going to come out and boy, look at Caden. That ball hit him in the left hand. Now, Joe Thon's going to come out, and he wants to know why that isn't a strike. Caden squared to bunt. The Hooks did appeal. Third base umpire Felix Neon said he did not offer. Therefore, it was not a swing in which the hand basically becomes part of the bat. And the Hooks are still going to going to discuss this. So don't think they have much of any option because they've already appealed. And Felix Neon said the batter did not offer, so that will be a hit by pitch. Bobby Crosby is over along with Jake Ruth here visiting with Caden. Boy, that ball got him right on the hand, and so he will stay in the game. Hit by pitch, leading off the sixth, and that'll bring up Cooper Bowman. Cooper 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. So one on here and nobody down. Hook's got two runs in the third inning, two-run double by Jordan Brewer, set up by Drew Gilbert's 0-2 single with the bases empty and two out. Zach Daniels followed with a single. Brewer with a two-run double. Garrett Wolforth, the sacrifice fly on a manufactured run in the fourth. And two more in the fifth inning. Here's a swing and a miss. Cooper comes up empty with a swinging bunt and an RBI triple by Chad Stevens. One count to Cooper. Drew Swift on deck. Top of the order. Pitch down at the shoe tops. Down and in. One ball and one strike to count. Now the Hooks trying to claim their fourth victory in as many games in this series, which would guarantee them a series win. They've won four in a row, have the Hooks, overall, including the first three of this series. Pitch down and in. Two and one to count. For the Hounds, of course, this is a much different game than we have seen. Colton Gordon has really been in charge, and the Hooks have put some offense on the board, so it's just been a very much a dominant ball game. Pitch down and in, three balls and a strike. 5-0 to score with 10 hits compared to one, and Gordon has just been as advertised, as mentioned. He's allowed one hit, couple of walks, a hit batsman, but he struck out eight, so four base runners is all. Pitch swung on and missed. Cooper comes up empty, 3-2. Drew Swift on deck. Johnny Butler in the hole. Denzel Clark opened the game in center field. He struck out to end the first inning. Did not take the field in the bottom of the first. And that is about as much as we know right now. Pitch to Cooper, and he bounced it foul. Got a late swing, but he got a piece of it. Count stays 3-2. Hounds and Hooks tomorrow evening at 7:05 and Sunday afternoon, early evening really, at 5:05. Monday is a league-wide off day. And the Hounds are back home on Tuesday. Going to host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. First place team in the South right now. Swing and a miss by Bowman. Throw behind the runner is not in time. Pretty good throw, though, by Garrett Wolforth. Now for Cooper, that's a hat trick in this one. And he's been really, really good since coming back from the injury. But in this ball game, Colton Gordon has had the better of him. And, well, that's three strikeouts for Cooper. One on, one out. And here's Drew Swift. That may be it. Yep, that'll be it for Colton Gordon. But outstanding. He will go 5-3. He should get a terrific round of applause, and he will. And one of the league's four or five best overall on this season, I think, without much of any question, as is the case with the Rockhounds' Joey Estes, who was outstanding last night. But boy, Gordon was not only terrific, he was really dominant in this game. And the Hooks will go to the bullpen. And I believe it's going to be Joe West, or Derek West, excuse me. And they're wearing the specialty uniforms, really cool cause, Leukemia and Lymphoma Association here in the Coastal Bend. So a couple of number changes, but that is Derek West, I am fairly sure. And yes, it is. So the big right-hander comes on to pitch, Derek West. On in relief, he'll inherit a runner at first base, one man down in the sixth inning. And a 5-0 ball game, so it's not out of reach, it's just been a combination of enough offense from the Hooks and tremendous performance again by Colton Gordon. So one on, one out in the sixth. 5-3, one hit, two walks, a hit batsman, and nine strikeouts for Gordon. So he has 109 strikeouts, one of the top three guys in the league in that regard. And in fact, right now, he would be the league leader in Ks. depending on what anybody else does on this evening. Derek West will face Drew Swift. Mentioned Rockhounds coming home next week, and of course the Sod Poodles coming to town for their second and final visit of 2023. And last time in town, the Sod Poodles got off the bus on the board and swept the Hounds, and right now they're playing very, very well, so it'd be an interesting series. Rockhounds 2.0 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles beginning Tuesday. Great stuff coming up, and we'll touch on some of that as we go. It'll be a good homestand. Good time at the ballpark, no matter. Called strike to Drew Swift from Derek West. Count goes 0-1. Drew is 0-2. He has struck out and flown out to right field. Right-handed hitter. He's a shortstop in this ballgame. Stretched by West. Big right-handed delivers. And that's up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Base runner is Caden Trinkle. Hit by a pitch to start the inning. Derek West, 6'5", 257. Delivers, finds the outside corner at the knees for a strike, 1-2. Swift waits, rocks that bat a little bit as he sets up. Slightly open stance, pitch from West, back up pitch, popped high in the air, shallow center field. Think it'll be Gilbert drifting in. He's got it. Two men down. Two away, and that'll bring up Johnny Butler. Walked in this ball game after taking Denzel Clark's spot. In the bottom half of the first inning, after Denzel again won at bat, struck out, and did not return for the bottom half of the inning. Johnny, left-handed hitter. Really shade him to pull through the hooks. A big swing and a miss. Comes up empty. Velocity readout has gone away here at Whataburger Field. Not quite sure why. Derek West comes set, delivers, and a little bit outside for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Well, it's 5-0 hooks, and we just got deep. Thought we might have our first freighter moving through the shipping channel of this ballgame. Turned out to just be a tugboat and nothing else. And tugged his way on through and is gone. Pitch boil and go back to the screen. So a wild pitch down to second goes Caden Trinkle. Two balls and a strike to count. Stadium lights starting to take effect now as we get into evening time here in Corpus Christi. Started the ball game with just a little over 90 degrees on the thermometer and 104 on the heat index. We're at 87 and even 100 right now. Should cool all the way down by about 4 more degrees before too long. Swing and a high pop foul left side, giving a long look. Third baseman Correa, does he have room? Nope, he will run out of room, will JC, and that ball will find its way into the seats. Two balls, two strikes to count. So a runner in scoring position, but two men down in the sixth, and Corpus Christi in command of this game right now with a score of 5-0. Boy, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on at Hodgetown in Amarillo? Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's up high for a ball, 3-2. Top of the middle of the seventh, Amarillo 1, Wichita nothing. I do not have the answer. I would love to know it. How many 1-0 games have there been in the existence of Hodgetown since it opened in 2019? Not many. Pitch down and in for a ball, and so Johnny Butler, two walks in this game, two men on and two men out. Here's Lazaro. Boy, one run, three hits, both teams take me out to the ballgame. Time in Amarillo. Tulsa in Northwest Arkansas tied at 1 at Springdale, Arkansas in the 7th. North Division leading Arkansas Travelers. Boy, that's a good ball club. They lead Springfield 4-0 on a one-hitter through 5.5. Pitch called strike on the outside corner to Lazaro, 0-1. And San Antonio leads Frisco 6-1. That game in the Metroplex bottom of the 4th inning. Missions on top. And Corpus Christi leading here. pitch to the corner, just wide, one ball, one strike. Well, Hook's win, by the way, would tie them with the Rockhounds in the second half. Hounds are 10-8, and the Hooks are 9-9 in the early going. Here's the stretch and pitch, about a quarter of the way through. Pitch down low and in, two balls and a strike. A little bit past the quarter pole, in fact, in this second half. Two men on and two men down, a 2-1 count to Lazaro. He has singled and stolen a base and flown out to center field. Pitch, got there, knee high, outside edge. Can't spot it much better than that. 2-2 from Derek West to Lazaro Armenteros. J.J. Schwarz would be next. Two men on and two men down. Lazaro from the right side waits. Here's West's pitch. Swung on, ground ball down the third baseline. It's a base hit into the corner. It goes. That will score one. And going to hold the second runner. So an RBI double from Lazaro. And the Rockhounds are on the board. He is 2-for-3 as Armenteros. Boy, double right over the bag at third and down the line it went. So Caden Trinkle, who has got a sore left hand, that's for sure, but he is across for the game's first run for the Rockhounds. That will be that run will be charged to Colton Gordon. So he will give up one run on one hit. Second and third are the runners. And in steps J.J., takes a strike over the inside corner. That just got there, and the count is 0-1. Well, Lazaro now tying with Denzel Clark for the active leadership in RBIs on the team. Daryl Hernandez and Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris also up at the top of that list. Pitch drops down and away, one ball, one strike. J.J. 0-for-2 against Colton Gordon. Couple of strikeouts. Of Gordon's nine whiffs, three came against Cooper Bowman and two against J.J. at their expense. Second and third with two men down. It's a 5-1 game, and the Rockhounds would love to take further advantage of this opportunity to get something on the board. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Colton Gordon, 5 3rd, one hit, one run. It was earned, two walks, nine strikeouts, and a hit batsman. 2-1 count, pitching away from West, and that'll get there outside half. Cowell, strike 2-2. J.J. steps out for a moment, now right back in. Runners their leads, Armenteros off second, Johnny Butler off third. Stretch into 2-2. J.J. takes low and away. Ball 3-2. So the count full. First base open with two men down, so count will not affect the base runners here. West looks in for the sign. Right-hander. Hands at the belt. Now turns, kicks, 3-2 pitch. J.J. sends one back up middle, got a chance, and that is deflected. It's knocked down. That's going to be a base hit. Runner coming to the plate. The throw will be cut off. It's a two-run single. Schwarz to second, and he's going to be out there. J.J. trying to move up, but a single up the middle. It was deflected off the glove of Encarnacion, the second baseman. It drives home a pair. J.J. then thrown out to end the inning, trying to move up on the throw home, but a two-run single. An infield single up the middle for J.J. So the Hounds do take further advantage. They do get a couple of runs across after that initial run score. So a three-run inning. The Hounds perhaps back in this ballgame, one would think. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth. Village Car Wash score of our game now reads the Corpus Christi Hooks 5 and the Rockhounds 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy pool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Well, the Hounds do indeed manufacture three runs in the inning. The RBI is coming with two men down. The double by Lazaro Armenteros down the line. And J.J., a 3-2 single back up the middle, was deflected. Still looking for the... Still trying to put things together, I think, on the electronic board. So we go to the bottom half of inning number six. It's a 5-3 ball game. Blake Mears back to work, and J.C. Correa takes down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 0-1 pitch swung on. Hard hit. Center field and deep. Going back and running out of room is Trinkle. That ball is going to find the base of the wall. Boy, last thing in the world. Boy, Blake Mears' body English will tell you, last thing in the world you want to do is have a leadoff guy get on. And boy, Correa absolutely smacked it. He is 2-for-3, double to straightaway center field. Actually, just to the left of straightaway center, but he really hit it. Caden, no chance to get to that ball. So just that quickly, Hooks have a runner in scoring position with nobody down. The batter is Garrett Wolforth. Boy, well hit ball. That traveled almost 400 feet. Wolforth 0-for-1, but with a sacrifice fly, takes way inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So that's the 11th hit of the game for Corpus Christi. Rockhounds have just three, but it's a 5-3 game. 1-0 pitch from Blake. Down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hounds have activity in the bullpen behind the right-hander. Wolforth at the plate, Encarnacion on deck, then back to the top of the order. And boy, that has been a productive top third, particularly, well, really all the way. Called strike, and it's 2-1. Drew Gilbert is 3-for-3. He scored two. Zach Daniels, 2-for-3. He scored a run. Jordan Brewer, 1-for-3, but he's driven in two. Set by Beers, 2-1 count. Pitch to Wolforth. Breaking ball down and away. Ball three. 3-1 to the catcher. Wolforth struck out in the third, and on a 2-2 pitch, fly ball just deep enough in right field to score a run in the fourth. That made it a 3-0 game. Wolforth ready. Stretch by Beers. Runner his lead. Pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Count is full. 3-2. Jamal Encarnacion on deck. Wolforth, right-handed hitter. A tall right-handed hitter stands in. Pitch from Beers, backed up and got him. Called third strike, and Wolforth knew it. Boy, that started right at the hip and just bent in over the inside corner for the called third strike. One man down. Seven strikeouts for Blake. Does have a hit batsman, has not walked a batter. And given up a lot of hits in this ballgame. Here's Yamal Encarnacion. He is struck out, and he was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. He got caught off the bag at first in a rundown that would eventually end the inning. Takes a called strike, 0-1. J.C. Correa, who's now on at second base, broke for the plate after Encarnacion got in a rundown, and it was Correa who was thrown out to end the inning. Encarnacion takes up and away for a ball. Count is 1-1. Check who is warming for the Rockhounds. Trayson Kubo was up earlier. And last of the sixth, it's 5-3 Corpus Christi. Set by Beers, 1-1 count. Switch hitter waiting from the left side. Swings, fly ball, center field. Back is Trinkle. He's got room. That's going to push the runner up 90 feet with ease. Well hit ball by Encarnacion, and that'll put a little extra pressure on with the runner advancing to third, and it's Drew Gilbert coming to the plate. Boy, he has been really good in this ballgame. three for three. Singled to open the bottom of the first inning with a single right back up the middle. Here comes Bobby. That might be it for Blake Beers to go three times through the order. Bobby hadn't made the signal yet. We'll see if he does. One would think so. Well, maybe not yet. This might be a conversation initially. There are two down in the inning. Home plate umpire Ty Krause, our crew chief, will go out and that conversation will break up about the time he gets to the mound every time. I say it so often, you know I'm kidding, but man, if you're a home plate umpire, you need a little psychotherapy. Just because every time you approach a conversation at the mound, it breaks up. You get a complex with that. One on and two men down, runner at third for Gilbert. In the third inning, Drew, with nobody on and two men down, it was a 2-0 game at that. I'm sorry, scoreless game at that point, and took an 0-2 pitch and just ripped it up the middle. That led to the first two runs of the game. Really good at bat. Takes outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Three for three in this one. And Drew has bumped his average up a nice dozen points in this game. Three for three, couple of runs scored. Runner at third, two down, 5-3 hooks. Gilbert waits, pitched by Beers, swung on, and hit high in the air, right field side. Is it playable? Boy, Hound's really going after that. The railing, anybody get it? Don't fall into the seats. That's just terrific hustle. First baseman J.J. Schwartz, second baseman Cooper Bowman went a mile and a half. And right fielder Johnny Gilbert, and they all got there and tried to reach over the railing. The stands rise up very quickly. Two or three rows deep trying to reach over the railing. That is real. They just love that kind of effort. One ball, one strike to Gilbert. Beers pitch, swung on, woo, fouled straight back this way. One and two, thank you to the screen. Ball and two strikes. Gilbert, about as intense, I think, as you see a player. Lots of personality. Extra time and mops the brow. Now stands back in. One and two. It's a big batter for Blake Beers. I would think his final of the game one way or the other. 1-2 pitch to Gilbert. Swung on, popped up. Right side of the infield, Cooper Bowman. Well, he doesn't know where it doesn't matter. Drew Swift is going to make the play. Wait, Cooper, that ball was hit to Cooper. I think he lost it in the lights, but Drew Swift is right there, and he said, that's okay, I got it. He did. So the shortstop makes the catch well on the second base side of the bag and basically standing right next to second baseman Cooper Bowman. Well, baseball is a team game. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So, boy, Blake Beers, I mean, he battled in this ballgame, really did. We go to the top half of the seventh after six complete. Village Car Wash score, hooks five, and the Hounds three.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, Jack Winkler to lead it off against right-hander Derek Weston. He swings at the first pitch, does Jack fouls it straight back, 0-1. Jack Winkler, Shane McGuire, Saeed Valenzuela, 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Caden Trinkle would be fourth. two-run game. 0-1 pitch when I'm slipped off the fingertips of Derek Westway up high 1-1. And three consecutive one-run games to start this series, and they were all pretty well tight right from the get-go. One ball, one strike. Pitch to the outside edge called strike 1-2. The Hooks leading this one 5-0 and in complete command, and then the Hounds got three runs in the sixth inning. And they have chopped the lead to two. Blake Beers getting out of a jam in the last of the sixth to keep it a two-run ball game. Pitch down and away, and the count goes 2-2. By the way, the Astros mascot, Orbit, is here. Having a good time with the crowd in the first row, right down below us. Pitch up high for a ball. Orbit kind of had a tough time when he was introduced. Yeah, this is, of course, before the ball game with great fanfare and got a nice reception. He's a 3-2 ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Aviles, sets up and throws and got him. Jack Winkler retired, one down in the seventh inning. Well, Orbit came out and got a nice reception, very nice, and a little mini dance performance out near home plate, and then decided, and part of his deal, his shtick, is that he would toss apparently some sort of Astros souvenir with orange. They were T-shirts, we found out. Shane McGuire takes, boy, a tough strike of the knees, 0-1. Shane 0-2. He's flown out to deep right field and struck out in two trips. So they had the T-shirts were folded very neatly, very tightly into small little rectangular pouches. Here's a swing and a miss, 0-2. And Orbit, with his assistant, was handed the first of the T-shirts, and, of course, then was trying to find a section behind home plate that would give him most noise. He did so and proceeded to try to throw the packaged T-shirt over the screen. Pitch down and in, one ball and two strikes. The screen is high. Now, Orbit's got a big old suit on. You know, I mean, I don't know how to break it to you. That Orbit isn't real. There's a guy in there, and here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. That'll get out of play into now a pretty much pitch black night sky. That'll be a souvenir. So his first toss got about halfway up the screen. It is, by the way, as tall a screen, I think, as there is in the Texas League. And so Orbit, a little frustrated, went back, got a second little packaged, wadded up T-shirt. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced foul, wide of first base. Started to say fairly sharply hit. Juan Delaney, the Rockhounds first base coach, handled that barehanded, so not that hard hit, 1-2. Orbit, to his credit, got the second of the T-shirts up and over the screen, and that was a mighty toss. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and sliced foul, left field side drifting. Fair, foul, foul. So Shane doing some battle here. Down 0-2, he's fouled off three two-strike pitches. Count is 1-2. Nobody on, one out. Seventh inning, 5-3 Corpus Christi. It's tough, man. Throw a little T-shirt package thing over the screen. Swing and a miss, and that time Shane chased one down. And boy, down and away. Really good movement on that pitch by West. So Shane McGuire out on strikes, two men down, and first strikeout for Derek West, and here's Saeed Valenzuela. Well, I didn't exactly keep count. Now, a couple of the T-shirts, as Orbit tried to throw them, came undone, and so they're just going to flutter in the breeze. I think he was 1-for-12, by my count, unofficial as it may have been. Called strike outside corner. Batter Saeed, left-handed hitter. He is a switch hitter, batting from the left side against right-hander Derek West. 0-for-2 in the game. Pitches up and in for a ball, 1-1. Orbit, he's good, though, of course. You made big league mascot. You know, you got to be doggone good. T-shirt tossing, that was rough, man. Here's a called strike, and it's 1-2. He handled it well. Of course, he can't speak, at least. Well, I'm sure he was grumbling. But T-shirt toss notwithstanding, Orbit has received a very nice welcome, and man, that's got to be hot as you know what in that suit. Pitch down and in, 2-2. 104 with a heat index and humid conditions when he was first introduced, and he's still working the crowd, is the Astros mascot. 2-2 pitch, drops down low, ball three. Hooks thought the inning was over, pitch just missed low. Then tried a little fancy move with the foot, flipping his cap from the ground to his head. He was 1-for-4 on that, kind of swinging the foul back 3-2. So Orbit's batting average isn't really good in this appearance, but he has been well received, as well he should. Got a big bunch tonight. They've got Orbit here. There's a Houston Astros souvenir giveaway and fireworks all at the same time. Swing inside out, left side, base hit. Saheed Valenzuela. What a good at bat that was. 3-2 pitch, went down and got that. So Saheed with an opposite field base hit to left. Good piece of hitting. One on with two men down. Tying run at the plate, Caden Trinkle. Good AB for Saheed. He's going to bring a visit to the mound. Saheed Valenzuela, not a major streak in any way, but he's on base in five straight games. There's a base hit here. He's 1-for-3. Again, Saheed hitting 185 overall with Hounds in 18 games, so he's on base in now five straight and hitting 250. And that, I think, you'd have to think is simply solid. That's a good thing, and that was a good at-bat with an opposite field base hit. Visit of the mound is now concluded. And Derek West will face Caden Trinkle, top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Folks have activity in the bullpen. Got a right-hander warming. That's Tyler Brown. Blake Beers, one would assume, is done after six. Here's Caden Trinkle. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Well, again, Corpus Christi just basically in control of this game. They have 11 hits to the Rockhounds, four, but it's only a two-run game, and the tying run is at the plate. Caden swings, fouls this one back. And it kicks directly down into the seats. One ball, one strike. Oh, young lady. Boy, she's having a night, or that family is anyway. The kiddo got one of the shirts from Orbit. And the same folks just got a foul ball. One ball, one strike to Caden Trinkle. One ball, one strike, left-handed hitter. One on and two men down. Swings and misses. Chase the fastball up, and the count is 1-2. Caden, a strikeout in the third inning. He reached base and scored, painfully so. Was hit in the left hand by a pitch in the sixth inning. Came around to score the Hounds' first run. Here's the stretch. Pitch to him. Swung on. Fly ball. Well struck. Center field. Coming on is Drew Gilbert. He will dive and make the catch. Drew Gilbert went airborne, got there, and made the play. Boy, last night it was Denzel, and that was even a little bit better. But, boy, this is an absolutely terrific catch by Drew Gilbert. No runs on a base hit, no errors. A man left on base, and, man, the hook center fielder slapping some serious leather with a terrific catch. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. Rockhounds will indeed go to the bullpen. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Village Car Wash score, Hooks 5, Hounds 3.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Jorge Juan comes on the pitch for Blake Beers. Hooks got to him a little bit. Got a lot of base hits in this game. Six innings, 11 base hits. And again, he was right out of hit per inning coming in, but gave up 11 in six innings in this one. Five runs all earned, no walks and seven strikeouts with one hit batsman. Jorge Juan is the new pitcher, and he will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Zach Daniels, Jordan Brewer, and Colin Barber in the bottom of the seventh. Just a two-run ball game. Corpus Christi overall, I think you would have to say, in command, but it's just a two-run ball game. Non-Googleable trivia on the way for you. We'll talk pitching. Zach Daniels, 2 for 3, singled his first two times up. The second of those, he scored a run. Bounced out on a nice play by Jack Winkler at third base his last time. Jorge Juan's first pitch, chopper up the middle, got a chance, and that is easily into center field. A base hit just to the left of the shortstop, Drew Swift. No, Daniels, a three-hit game. And top of the order has been really good. They're both 3 for 4. Drew Gilbert, 2 singles and a double, couple of runs scored. Daniels, 3 singles and a run scored. So here's Jordan Brewer, 1 for 3. The one was a big one, a two-run double, and you can say that one swing right now stands as the difference in the game. Jorge Juan, 6-8 right-hander, runner goes. Pitch is taken down and in. Throw by Shane McGuire, slapped the tag, and they get it. Nope, he is in. Stolen base, Zach Daniels has his 10th in 12 attempts. Something came loose, so he'll get whatever that piece of apparel is and stand back in at second base. Well, Shane unloaded in a hurry, but Daniels got there ahead of the throw, and a good slide to the back of the bag. Oh, the sliding mitt came off. It's kind of the opposite of what it's supposed to do. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Pitched by Jorge Juan down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. On this date, he recorded his 2,000th strikeout. And that in itself would be terrific and would put you in a pretty good group of company, I would think. One ball, one strike pitch. Swung on, rolled out toward shortstop. Swift charges, makes the play, has to hurry, throws, and got it. What a nice play. But that's a productive out. Brewer will push the runner to third base. Zach Daniels moving up, 6-3 on the play. Runner third, one out. Colin Barber to the plate. And the Hounds will have to play in. Infield in all the way around. So advantage hitter. Barber is 1 for 3 with an RBI single and a run scored. Well, this guy recorded his 2,000th strikeout on this date. Pitched to the corner down and away, but what made it historic was it was the second time he had done it. And by that I mean it's the second team with which he had 2,000 strikeouts. Nobody else has ever done it. Who is he? 1-0 pitch, down and in for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. 2,000 strikeouts with 2 different teams, 2,000 with each of them. Only one guy has ever done it. Pretty couple of pitches. Here's the 2-0 stretch, delivery swung on, fly ball, left field, wind pushing more than deep enough. This will score the run. Catch made by Saeed. No chance in the score. Boy, again, speed's been big for the Hooks in this ballgame, really has. Remember, they set up a run scoring back in the fourth inning with a double steal. Colin Barber will bring home Zach Daniels with ease. So a single, a steal, productive ground out, and a sacrifice fly to deep left field. And so it is now a 6-3 ball game. With a well-manufactured run there by the Hooks. Here's Chad Stevens. He's down and away for a ball, 1-0. Boy, he has loosened the seams on baseball last night and again tonight. 2-run home run last night and a line drive out of here. And a triple to right center opposite way his last time up in this game. Swings fly ball right field. It is high and deep. Gilbert going back, and he will haul it in. So Stevens sends one to the wall in deep right field. Well, that ball was well hit. 1 run, 1 hit. No errors, nobody left. Don't Google it. We'll give you the answer when we come back. After 7 complete, Village Car Wash score now reads Corpus Christi 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Through 7 innings, it's a 3-run ball game, but boy, the Hooks have really had the better of it here tonight. And they lead it by a 6-3 score, top half of the 8th inning. Tyler Brown, right-hander out of the bullpen, and he will relieve Derek West. West went 1 2/3 innings. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, a walk, a strikeout, a wild pitch, and his inherited runner also scored. Top of the order in the top of the 8th inning, Cooper Bowman, Drew Swift, and Johnny Butler. Give you the totals in a moment in our trivia answer. I know you could have Googled it 4 times by now. Hooks got stuff going in that last inning, and trivia took a back seat. Hounds, 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error, 3-4-1. Hooks, 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 6-12-0. Cooper Bowman stands in. Takes an off-speed pitch and a beauty, called strike 0-1. Cooper 0-for-3, all on strikes, and that was all against Colton Gordon, the starter and pitcher of record, just tremendous in this game as he has been all season for the Hooks. Delivery on the outside half, but up and away. Count goes 1-1. What Gordon did, he came in with a 3.39 ERA, dropped it down to 3.28, gives him the league lead. Been that good. 1-1 pitch outside and low ball two. 2-1. Top of the 8th, 6-3 Hooks. On this date, 2,000 strikeouts, and he did it with his second different team. 2,000 strikeouts with two different teams. Swing and a miss, 2-2 to Cooper. Only one guy's ever done it. And obviously that's 4,000 strikeouts plus, so you know he's one of the greats of all time. The big unit, Randy Johnson, on this date his 2,000th strikeout with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And he'd also done it with the Seattle Mariners. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch outside, ball 3. Full count now, 3-2. Andy Johnson, I've mentioned from time to time, Seattle is my home, it's where I was born and basically born and raised. Been in the Permian Basin a lot longer than anywhere else, but Seattle is home. Swinging a ball hit foul down the left field side, and when the Mariners acquired Randy Johnson, part of the deal that they had to give up to Montreal was a guy named Mark Langston, who was a very, very popular, very good pitcher. He was really the ace of the Mariners staff, and there were folks who didn't care for the deal very much. Worked out okay. Boy, Randy Johnson, just one of the greats. 3-2, ground ball sharply hit, and that'll be off the glove of the third baseman, Correa. But that'll be a base hit, and Cooper will turn it into 2. That was a sharply hit ball. Can't imagine that's anything other than a base hit. So Cooper Bowman, 1-for-4. Colton Gordon handcuffed him pretty well, but comes up with a double down the line off the glove of the third baseman, Correa, and a leadoff double in the 8th inning. One man on, nobody down for Drew Swift. He is 0-for-3 in this game. That has not happened very often. And Drew's still fairly brief stint with the Rockhounds. Runner in scoring position, nobody down, stretched by Tyler Brown. And a pitch to Drew, down the middle, called strike 0-1. Struck out in the first against Colton Gordon. Flew out against him to right field right center in the fourth and flew out against Derek West in the sixth. 0 for 3, right-handed hitter. Bowman takes the lead. Stretch in the pitch and Swift launches this one high and foul right side. It'll get into the seats, eluding a couple of pursuing hooks, and it's 0-2. This ball game is really one of those, I don't know if unusual is the right word at all, but it is almost a tale of two games. Corpus Christi has really, for the most part, dominated it. They have a dozen base hits. And again, Colton Gordon, who now is the top pitcher for ERA in the league and without question, simply put, one of the five best easily in the Texas League. He was dominant, but it's only a three-run game. The 0-2 swung on, fouled away again. Still an 0-2 count. Johnny Butler on deck. Lázaro Armenteros in the hole. Top of the eighth inning. 6-3 Corpus Christi. Again, this has been, well, now this again, now a three-run game. Was two not long ago. The look at second. The 0-2 pitch well outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Interesting game going on in Amarillo. Top of the ninth inning. Sod Poodles 3, Wichita 1. Wind Surge have the bases loaded, one man down. Just 10 hits in that game, 5 for each team. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Drew really chased one. Tyler Brown got him to reach, and reach he did. So Drew Swift out on strikes. One on and one man down. 11 strikeouts for Hooks pitching, again, 9 of them. From league leader Colton Gordon, took over the lead in ERA and strikeouts with his performance in this one. And here's Johnny Butler now. He is 0-for-0 with a run scored. Swings a line drive left side. It's going to hang up, and a diving catch by Colin Barber. Well, that ball pretty much hit right at him. That was a really good swing of the bat by Butler. Went opposite field, line drive, and boy, coming on and tracking it down and making the diving catch. That's two diving catches in as many innings by the Hooks outfield. Drew Gilbert to end the seventh. I'm going to get a second look at this as Lázaro steps in. Boy, that's a really nice catch. Diving as he came in toward the infield. Lázaro swing and a miss, 0-1. He's 2-for-3 in this game. Single, a steal, a double, a ribby, and a run. One on and two men down now in inning number 8. 6-3 score. Hounds trailing the Hooks. Pitch to the corner, strike at the knees, outside edge, 0-2. Boy, Hooks have done a little bit of everything in this ballgame. They have a good number of base hits. They got the brilliant start by Gordon. And defense in the outfield in particular, really good. Pitch down and away, 1-2. The play that Gilbert made was just tremendous, had a long way to go. Ball that Barber hauled in was hit toward him, but again, it was sinking and hit right at him and then tailing off a little bit. Runner going and a stolen base for Cooper Bowman. He'll get to third. That's 22 steals on the year for Cooper in 23 attempts. 2-2 to Armenteros. When he got there with ease, so even though that's third base with two down, got there with ease, pitched to Lázaro. Check swing, didn't mean to, but fouled it away, or at least got a tiny piece of it. So 6-3, top of the eighth, one on, two out. Count is 2-2 from Tyler Brown to Lázaro Armenteros. Stretching to 2-2, check swing, did he go? Yeah, he did, and he's out on strikes. Lázaro is out, no runs on the leadoff double by Cooper Bowman, no errors. And a man is left on base. So the Hounds running out of daylight time. Daylight baseball, daylight time. There we go. I knew that was in there somewhere. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth. Village Car Wash score remains. Hooks 6, Hounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff.
and we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last half of the eighth, Luis Aviles Jr. leads it off. Jorge Juan will face him. J.C. Correa, Garrett Wolforth will follow for the Hooks. First pitch swing, way foul straight back. That deflected off, I'm guessing, the mask of Shane McGuire. But he just turned right around, asked for a new baseball, and on we go. 0-1 the count. Aviles is 1-for-3. A couple of strikeouts sandwiched around a single, a steal, and a run. Steal was part of a double steal. Line drive right field, but that's going to hang up. And Gilbert, excuse me, listen to me, Johnny Butler is there. Second time I've done that tonight. Line drive to right field, and Johnny right there to haul that in. Line drive to right, one man down, bottom of the eighth inning, and J.C. Correa the batter. Well, I was trying to give Correa Kennedy Corona's numbers when I transposed onto my scorecard here, but you know what? He's a 207 hitter. Actually, I had him much higher than that because Corona's better than 250, but Correa's been really good in this game, so this Rockhounds Radio will take full responsibility for that. Pitch is fouled back, 0-1. He has a single, a steal, does have a caught stealing, and also a double, 2-for-3. Correa, right-handed hitter, facing Jorge Juan, second inning of work. Fastball strike, pops into the glove, knee-high, 0-2. In the Rockhounds ninth, it'll be J.J. Schwarz, Jack Winkler, and Shane McGuire. 6-3 game. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Juan comes back with a three-pitch whiff. Yeah, big, tall right-hander. And he sets Correa down on three pitches. Two up, two down for Garrett Wolforth. Well, a couple of strikeouts for Wolforth, sandwiched around a sacrifice fly. Big right-handed hitting catcher. Juan comes set, bases empty, two down, and pitch sails up high. Ball one, one ball, and no strikes. Wolforth listed as 6'2", 240. Looks bigger than that. Stirs the bat a little bit, and the Hooks wearing specialty jerseys. Nightline drive, and just deflected off the glove of Cooper Bowman. Base hit for Wolforth. By the way, that's just his second in 24 at-bats against the Hounds. And Cooper Bowman timed that as well as you could. He leaped. He got his glove on it. Couldn't quite make the play. We're going to get a second look, I think. Oh, man, that is just a terrific effort by Cooper. Base hit into right center field. Timed it about as well as you could. Timed the leap. Got the glove to deflect it, but couldn't haul it in. Now here is Yamal Encarnacion ground ball to Cooper, right side of the infield. He will handle that with ease, and Encarnacion is out, and the inning is over. No runs on the base hit. The near miss on the web gem. That's a baker's dozen base hits, though, for Corpus Christi. Again, they've really had the better of it in this ball game. We'll go to the top half of the ninth, and our Village Car Wash score of the game remains Corpus Christi 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
His right-hander Jacob Delabio will come on to try to close it down. A save scenario, three-run lead. Delabio 6'5", 235, Wisconsin native, will come on to pitch for the Hooks. Delabio in 15 appearances, he's just been lights out. Now, he does not have a save, but a 1.69 ERA in 16 outings, only 12 hits in 21 and two-thirds. He's walked 16, so that would be the only number of concern. J.J. Schwarz takes ball one. Top of the ninth, Hounds down 6-3. J.J. with a two-run single. It'll technically be an infield single. It was deflected by second baseman Encarnacion. Pass ball, strike on the outside half. 0-1 becomes, I'm sorry, one ball, one strike. 1-1. J.J. two strikeouts against Colton Gordon, and the base hit coming against Derek West. Tyler Brown, one inning, a hit, two strikeouts, a hold. Check swing, did he go? Appeal and no. Two balls and one strike to count. Jack Winkler on deck. Shane McGuire in the hole. Saeed Valenzuela would be fourth up in this inning. Pitch swung on and missed. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Well, the Hooks three outs away from their fourth straight win in this series, their fifth overall in a row. They would tie the Hounds for second behind Amarillo. Pitch swung on, chopped towards short to his left of Velez. Near the bag, almost on it, throws to first for the out, one down in the ninth inning. And J.J. retired, Jack Winkler will be the batter. Jack in this ballgame 0 for 2 plus a base on balls. So he's reached base now safely in five consecutive games. Takes just outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Jack Cushing tomorrow against Rhett Koba. Koba's been very good, kind of quietly so, but he's been very good this season. Swing and a miss. Boy, good fastball. And Jack just could not catch it. One ball, one strike. And Delabio, really good. 24 strikeouts, 21 and a third. Again, 16 walks. 12 base hits. A swing and a miss. Boy, and again, up in the zone, just good old-fashioned heat. Count goes 1-2. 91 on that as the reading all of a sudden comes back. So nobody on, one down, ninth inning. Well, this has been a season of really roller coaster variety for the Rockhounds. And of course, this is a roster that has undergone a whole bunch of changes over the last 1 week. Here's a swing and a miss, and Jack Winkler is out on strikes. Two down in the ninth inning. Remember, play resumed after the All-Star break 1 week ago tonight. So, Hounds again with the transition with Brett Harris, Lawrence Butler, and Daryl Hernandez all moving up, deservedly so, of course, to AAA Las Vegas. But what really changes the complexion drastically of your lineup. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes to Shane. McGuire flew out to deep right field his first time up, has struck out twice since, 0 for 3. Left-handed hitting catcher facing Jacob Delabio. Nobody on, two down, top of the ninth inning. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball to second, and that is going to do it. Flip to first base, ball game over. So the Hooks win it. It is a save. I mean, it was a, as it turns out, it was a close enough game that it was a save scenario. Hooks really kind of dominated the ball game for the most part, but the Hounds scrapping back. They got within a couple of runs, but 6-3 will be the final. So both clubs are now 10-9 in the second half of this Texas League season, and the Hooks have won this series with two games remaining. And for the indication of how tight this series has been, this ball game decided by as many runs as the first three games combined. Hooks 6, Rockhounds 3 to the Corpus Christi Hooks, and a job well done. Colton Gordon, outstanding start for the Hooks this evening. Gentlemen, one and all, this bud's for you.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, three runs on five base hits and one error, 3-5-1. For the Corpus Christi Hooks, it's six runs on 13 base hits, no errors, 6-13-0. Colton Gordon gets the win. He's 3-5. That ain't right. With a 3.28 earned run average, Blake Beers will take the defeat. He is 2-5 with the defeat here in this ballgame. 5.85 earned run average. And Jacob Delabio will get the save. That's his first. We're going to have fireworks here in a moment, so things are about to get loud. So Delabio with his first save, but continues a brilliant season since being promoted to the Hooks on this year. Again, a ERA just above 1.5. So Delabio has been tremendous. Should have time of the game in attendance listed as well. I wonder if Orbit, the Houston Astros mascot, I wonder if he counts. If he does, he should count like his two people. 2 hours, 17 minutes of baseball daylight time. 5,822 plus Orbit watching this ballgame in Corpus Christi. And by the way, Amarillo held off Wichita 3-2. So, boy, Amarillo now leads the entire division by at least four games. And Sod Poodle's playing pretty well right now. Of course, they're at home, and they've been, boy, almost lights out against Wichita. So, boy, things are getting, at least here early in the second half, 19 games into the 69-game half. It's getting a little bit dicey. And it's the Sod Poodles. Oh, my goodness. Come back, give you a quick second look at this ballgame while the fans enjoy some fireworks here. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Hooks defeat the Rockhounds by the final score of 6-3.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Fans enjoying fireworks here, and they saw a victory for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Hooks all of a sudden, and it's been a South Division in 2023, which has largely seen teams go on some runs off and on. San Antonio, I think, was pretty well consistently at the top of the division through much of the first half, although the teams behind them were very much up and down. The Rockhounds certainly included in that group, and all of a sudden, Corpus Christi has won 10 of its last 14 games, including, of course, now the first four in this series. So Corpus Christi, right now, the hottest team in the Texas League with their five-game win streak. Colton Gordon was really part of the major part of the story, and for the Corpus Christi Hooks tonight, just in general, they got a brilliant starting pitching performance. They got key swings of the bats, hit the ball very well with, they have a Baker's dozen base hits for the game, and boy, they played some tremendous defense, particularly in the outfield. Brilliant catches in the sixth and seventh innings by Drew Gilbert, and then by left fielder Colin Barber. Just really, really good plays and solid defense all across the board tonight for the Hooks. Corpus Christi will take the lead in the third inning, and Drew Gilbert was really big in this game. He went 3-for-4. And he started the initial rally with bases empty and two men down. After a couple of strikeouts by Blake Beers at the bottom of the order, Gilbert came up and on an 0-2 pitch, bases empty, two outs, sent a sharp single up the middle. Zach Daniels followed with a single left on the very next pitch. And Jordan Brewer, a 2-2, two-run double in the gap to left center field. And that got the Hooks on the board 2-0. They manufactured a run on the sack fly by Garrett Wolforth in the fourth inning. A double steal was part of that. Made it 3-0. Made it 5-0 in the fifth inning. Again, Gilbert started it with a double. With Gilbert on at second and two men down, on an 0-1 pitch, Gilbert is running. Colin Barber swings and sends a swinging bunt to between third, off the third base side, but not very far. Maybe, boy, 30 feet, I think, might be an exaggeration. Shane McGuire will get to it, throw to first base, but it's not in time to get Barber. And Gilbert, remember, was running on the pitch, so he scores from second base on a swinging bunt. Drew, in fact, himself drove in a run on about a 20-foot swinging bunt earlier in the series, so you don't see that twice in a four-game set very often, but that gave the Hooks a 4-0 lead. Chad Stevens on the very next pitch followed with an RBI triple, and it was a 5-0 game. Rockhounds got three in the sixth inning. Caden Trinkle hit by a pitch, and then with two men down, Johnny Butler drew a walk. Lazaro Armenteros, an RBI double to left field down the line, and J.J. Schwarz, a two-run single up the middle, knocked down by second baseman Yamal Encarnacion, but it was a two-run single, made it 5-3. Hounds got a leadoff double in the eighth inning from Cooper Bowman, but that went by the boards, and that was certainly a big, big part of this game. That was the inning in which Colin Barber took a base hit away from Johnny Butler with that great diving catch. So Hounds were in this game. Corpus Christi basically, I think, controlled it most of the way. But the Hounds were in it and will fall by the final score of 6-3. Double check those numbers one last time for you here before we say so long. Crowd appreciative of a very, very nice fireworks show here. 3-5-1 for the Rockhounds. Three runs, five hits, and an error. 6-13-0 for the Hooks. 6-13-0. Colton Gordon, outstanding start. He gets the win, as mentioned. 3.28 earned run average. So he is the leader in the league in earned run average and in strikeouts at the moment, and is anywhere between third and first, depending on who else might have been on the mound, in opponent average and whip. He has just been terrific, as Gordon, and he really was on this night. San Antonio, it looks like, will defeat Frisco. They lead 7-1 late in that game. I mentioned Amarillo did defeat Wichita 3-2. So right now, the division, as painful as it may be to say, the division belongs right now to the Sod Poodles. one of the saddest phrases in all of the English language. We'll take a quick look ahead toward tomorrow's matchup in a moment. There is something on the card I need to double check. We'll do that. Come back, get you set up for Saturday evening baseball when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in 1 minute.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Hounds and the Hooks tomorrow evening at 7:05. First pitch Sunday in the afternoon at 5:05. In tomorrow's fifth game of the series, boy, the Hooks have already won the first four of it. Brett Koba, and he's been quietly very good. 5-4 with a 3.91 earned run average. Well under a hit per inning, just solid numbers across the board. Brett Koba for Corpus Christi. Jack Cushing will go to the mound for the Hounds. 4-3 with a 5.60 earned run average. Jack coming off an outstanding performance at the end of the last homestand, so potentially a very good matchup in tomorrow evening's fifth game of this six-game series. Rockhounds will be home next Tuesday hosting those dreaded Sod Poodles for a six-game set at Momentum Bank Ballpark. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Corpus Christi, where the Hooks win it by the final score of 6-3. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Whataburger Field at the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.